This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas. Great to see you.
Well, I'm from Arkansas. I don't know about honorable. That's probably in dispute with some of my buddies.
Well, your background is very interesting, and it involves agriculture as well.
It does. I used to have a bunch of cows. My girls were very, very active in 4-H and showed cows. And so, yeah, I'm probably the only one of the few, maybe the only person in Congress that has an AI certificate. I used to be the bull at my place for several years. So I do understand a lot about agriculture, and coming from such a big farm state, have really enjoyed not only understanding the beef end of the business, but also the row crops, which are so, so very important.
Well, you just nailed it on the head. Arkansas, definitely a diversified state when it comes to agriculture. When you look at the state as a whole over the last couple of years, how would you summarize the state of affairs?
We have a big ag tour every August, and have done so since 2001. And just being out and about all phases of agriculture, whether it's the producers and then going as they value add the products in various businesses. But I think the thing that's unusual now, in the past you've had some commodities up, some commodities down. Now what we're finding, though, is that all of the commodities are down. And so as a result of that, it's making it very, very difficult. Lots of people that have weathered the storms before. The average age of the farmer now is probably 58 years old or so, in that area anyway. And so they're wondering, you know, do I want to go through this again? And so there's a lot of uncertainty right now in farmland.
There have been some areas as cotton prices really retreated earlier. You know, 5-6 years ago, we saw a movement from cotton over to soybeans, and I actually saw some of the infrastructure starting to go away as well. And I bring that to talk about the farm bill. The hearings have started now here on the Senate side.
Well, cotton's really important. You mentioned it in the sense that what we're seeing, as you alluded to, a loss of infrastructure. And so when you lose cotton production, not only do you lose the production on the farm and all that entails, but you also lose the infrastructure, the gins and things like that, that are value add in the local area, the local communities, and you start to lose those. And so there's loss of jobs in that regard too. And so it's a double-edged whammy. And the problem is you lose the infrastructure, the gins and things like that, they don't come back overnight. So it's a real problem.
So is this a story is being told or will be told over the next few months as we continue these hearings, you think?
No, it will for sure. And the good news is that the people on the Ag Committee in the Senate and the House are very concerned about this. We've already started having hearings concerning the farm bill, but this is something that's been at the top of the list now for quite some time. So I think hopefully we learned that in concluding the last ag bill is that you have to have everybody on board. And as you know, agriculture is not Democrats and Republicans, it's regional. You've got the I states, Indiana, Illinois, states like that. They've got specific needs. The South has a tendency to irrigate more. They've got specific needs. And then you've got the Great Plains states. And then California's kind of different. They export a lot of products. So as a result, you have to get on board. You've got to come to agreement so that when you get out of committee and go to the floor of the Senate, where it's always a real battle, as also the floor of the House, the groups have to be united as we push forward. But we're working hard to really identify the problems that we're having and then trying to come up with solutions as we go forward in the next farm bill. The next farm bill is going to be written at such a different time. When we wrote the last one, We had historically high commodity prices. Now we're in the doldrums. And so as a result of that, different atmosphere, different needs, and we'll be working really hard to make sure that that we come up with a five-year program. And then also doing the future as we're doing right now, protecting the integrity. These, as far as I'm concerned, this is a five-year contract. How do people plan? How do they go forward if they have to worry every year about Congress, you know, trying to secure funds out of it and push those into other areas? Under the leadership of the House and the Senate leadership on the committees, the good news is that they've stood firm, and as a result, we've been able to protect the funding of the Farm Bill.
You mentioned the funding. We're already seeing a fiscal year 18 budget blueprint from the administration, which you get that every year, but in writing a Farm Bill, it's got to create some challenges.
It does create challenges. The president puts forward what he feels like is the right thing to do and his team. I think President Obama, in the 8 years that he was in office, of all the budgets that he presented, those that were voted on, he got a total of one vote. A senator felt like he needed some support. So as a result, again, they push forward what they feel like is appropriate. Congress actually makes the decision. The other side of that, though, is we're $20 trillion in debt. We're running $500 billion deficit. So we do have to be responsible. But I feel good about the funding in the sense that the supports, the safety nets that are in place have widespread support. The other thing about the Farm Bill that we have to remember is the vast majority of it doesn't have anything to do with farming. It has to do with the SNAP programs, helping those in need. And so as a result, just a very small percentage, less than 20%, actually has anything to do with farmers at all.
Trade works right in here, and you mentioned the Plains and California and the importance of export markets. How do you weave trade into this as well?
Well, trade is so important. 40% of the products that are produced in Arkansas are exported. And I think that that's probably true throughout the country. We're always looking for new markets. We're excited about beef in relation to China. That seems to be a positive thing. And we're, again, going to make sure that that's pursued in a vigorous way and comes to fruition. Cuba, we've worked really hard, have a great group in Congress now that are working together to try and create that market. 80% of the food that they buy or the food that they need is imported. And so that would be a great market for the United States. So I think there's lots of possibilities. When the Secretary Perdue, who I've gotten to know and really have a lot of respect for, I think he's going to do a great job. I had lots of questions for him about trade when he testified, and to his credit, said all of the right things. And so it's just going to take everybody working together to create new markets so that we can have a place to move our commodities.
So really the last one here for you is, as you look to producers back home, and obviously you're here to represent them so that they can continue to do what they do for a living. But what words would you give to those producers back home as this process continues?
Well, I think the only thing I would say is that those that represent them in Congress are working hard to come up with some solutions. And they're not only having problems in the farm, but rural America's having problems. I'm very concerned about our community hospitals in small towns, things like that. It's just a lot of what goes on in Washington, goes on in many of our state legislatures, has to do with the urban-rural. And it's a little bit of a battle right now. So I think it's important that they understand that we're working hard, not only on the Farm Bill, but all kinds of other things that affect them in a big way in rural America. making sure that they have the ability to continue the way of life that they have and protect our small towns. We're blessed. We can be so proud of the aid that we give overseas, the production of the, really producing the safest, cheapest food supply the world's ever known, and feeding a good part of the country. But that doesn't just happen. And sadly, we're going to have to do a better job of really making consumers aware. So few people now are involved in the farm process. We have to do a better job of educating them. A lot of people just feel like the stuff comes from the grocery store. You know, they don't understand all that goes behind it. And so we're working hard also to do that.
So an education at home, it's an education to our communities, and it's an education here on the Hill as well. And I'm sure it's one that you have opportunities to share. As you look down the road, are you optimistic?
I am optimistic. And again, when you look at the technology, research, you know, is so, so very important. And that's a part of the Farm Bill, you know, protecting that. But I am optimistic. Winston Churchill said, America always does the right thing after it does everything else. Well, we're there. But we've got a lot of people that are working hard on this, both in government and outside of government. Agriculture does cycle. We're in a cycle now. We're cycled down. But I think, in fact, I know with everybody working hard together, we're going to get through this cycle and march on. One of the great challenges that we have, and I'm optimistic about this too, but it is something we have to deal with, is the fact that the average age of the farmer is getting on up there, you know, late 50s. So we need to do all that we can to get young farmers in the business, make it easier for them. And there's all kinds of programs that we can look at and perhaps put in place. There are programs in place now that perhaps we need to increase, beef up. But that's also a challenge that we're going to have. But the good news is that in America, we've always had a group of people that wanted to, you know, to be close to the land, the farm way of life, which is so, so very special, that I feel very optimistic that that's going to continue.
Thank you for your time and your service. We wish you the best.
No, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Again, it's the Honorable Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas joining us on today's Agribusiness Report.